The Stolen Boys, Jackman and Evans, Book 5, written by Joy Ellis and read by Richard Armitage.
Note on streetwear. It may seem to stretch the reader's credulity to suggest that sports clothing and streetwear could sell for thousands of pounds. However, in fact, brands like Supreme attract dedicated fans who will queue overnight, and some of the items do end up selling for very high prices. And for our American readers, trainers are what British people often call sneakers. Ironically, the term has crossed back over the Atlantic and is sometimes used by British youths. Please note, resell is used by aficionados to describe resale sites for these items. Chapter 1. Late one night, two young men sat opposite each other, faces pale in the half-light of the cafe, empty but for them. Elbows on the table, faces cupped in their hands, heads close together, they kept their voices low. "What's the risk?" Tommy said. "Minimal, I promise you." Dean's conspiratorial smile was very white, the perfect teeth gleaming. "I've been doing this stuff right here in Saltonlefen for over a year now. And no shit, Tommy, it'll be the easiest money you'll ever make." The first boy wasn't so sure. He'd been caught out before, sold a whole spiel of lies. He stared at Dean, trying to work him out. Dean had been 2 years above him at school, the kind of boy everyone wanted to be friends with, but was scared of too. Dean was wild, unpredictable and clever. Always in trouble but getting away with it every time. Tommy knew that Dean's father was well off and wondered if money talked when it came to rescuing his offspring from bother. "Honest, Tommy, you're made for this game, and I can get you in, if you want it. There's plenty of perks if you do the job well, I'm telling you. This could be your big break." Dean pushed his chair back. "I'll get us another coffee, and you think it over, okay?" Tommy watched Dean saunter up to the counter and order two more Americanos. He was still charismatic, tall and well-built, unlike Tommy, who was small for his age and scrawny. Dressed in urban sports-inspired streetwear, Dean was clean-cut, everything minimal. Tommy, on the other hand, was now a skinny 19-year-old, his low-cut hipster jeans barely staying up. Dean's hair was blonde, Tommy's was almost jet-black. Most importantly, Dean was loaded, and Tommy was on his beam end. He stared at the table, shrugged. What did he have to lose? His parents were screaming their way towards a divorce. His brother had joined the army, and his sister had moved in with her boyfriend, an apparently charming man who was privately frying his brains with cocaine. When the rift between his parents finally came, Tommy knew that his father would go back to Scotland, and his mother, well, his mother spent a lot of time with a close friend, who wouldn't want a teenager in his home. So Tommy couldn't even be sure of having a roof over his head. He'd lost his job, through no fault of his own, for once. Things looked grim. By the time Dean set down the coffee cups, Tommy knew what he would say. He was terrified of going to prison. He had a rather cute face and looked much younger than 19. Tommy had heard the stories about what happened to newbie inmates that looked pretty. Still, he'd do it. Dean flashed those teeth in a white grin. "So, you've come to a decision now, Tommy. Low risk, you say?" "Uh-huh." "So, what do I have to do?" "Just shake my hand, Tommy boy. You've made a wise decision there. Now you sit back and wait till you hear from me, okay? Just be ready to move at short notice. Can you do that?" "No sweat. I've nothing else to do right now."